The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
As always, folks, pass along the crazy things they're finding on the internet. We always appreciate that. You can reach out to us, email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. This is in the for sale section of Craigslist. This woman has a special right now, panties or dipped cigars, $50.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
There she is. There, that's her from the backside, if you will.
Okay.
She says, your panty fetish can be fulfilled, or even if you're a fine cigar smoker, you may like that dipped in some tasty juices.
Oh, yeah.
Yummy. Nothing can replace the beautiful scent of a woman.
You got that
James,
right.
James, are you okay? You look like you got a little upset stomach over there.
I just don't really agree with that statement that nothing can replace the beautiful scent of a woman. Have you ever heard of a candle?
Oh, yeah.
Light up a candle.
Candle's very nice.
Yankee Candle Company.
Candles.
Those have some great aromas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
You know, you just spark that up and put it in the corner and it's going to smell magical.
You'd think those little, those mini cigars that were like wine tipped and they're like flavored on the end.
Oh, yeah.
Had
that
little tip on them. They don't come in like
lady flavor.
Lady.
No, I don't think they do come in lady.
They don't come in lady
you
flavor.
Know? Yeah. No, they don't.
Do you think the future is going to be like instead of like stocks for businesses and stuff, they're going to be like the markets of like feet picks and they're going to be like feet picks are up this week.
Anything's possible.
Cigar dipping's down, way down.
Lady juice cigars, way down.
Who knows?
I think that's where it's all headed.
I've got a lot of my money tied up in feet picks.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the
I don't even like them. I just put a bunch in a filing cabinet.
Yeah. Yeah. The cornerstone of the economy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a butt stuff recession.
Yeah, it is.
There, it's kind of like gold. It doesn't really.
Right.
The price doesn't go down.
It doesn't fluctuate much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently she'll sell you used panties or cigars that she shoves up inside herself, and then you can enjoy it after that.
Mm. Do you think that the cigars up in there has been something for hundreds of years that has been popular, or did old Monica Lewinsky...
Did that make it popular?
No. Did it kick it off a bit?
Bill Clinton was trailblazing?
I don't know if he was trailblazing or not. That's what I mean. Like, but do you think it was like a very slight amount of people would even have thought of that?
Yeah.
But then that part of that story got so big that it was like, yeah, that sort of sounds like a cool idea.
What do you think the percentage is of guys listening to the show right now that would love a lady juice dip cigar?
Well, it's cigar smokers, so it's a group
yeah, so
of
it's
people.
Already
it's
already
not a,
it's small already a
group.
Smaller group.
Yeah. Yeah,
but they do moisten them, right? Like when do they start smoking them?
Yeah, they do.
So they got to have them moistened.
And the cigar smoker is not going to have that voice you just did.
I'll pass.
No,
thank you.
It was like this is me back when the Clinton stuff happened.
As a child,
oh, you were
and young. I was like, one day I'm going to have cigars. And I'm going to dip all those cigars.
Probably, as a child, didn't know.
I'm going to dip
happen.
All those cigars right inside a lady, and then I'm going to taste them.
No.
And I'm going to smoke them.
No, that's not
yep. That's how it went. That's how I foresee it.
No.
That's a crazy thing to hear from a kid.
It is.
Oh,
it is.
Jesus, dude. You're a messed up kid. You know that?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'd be disturbed if one of my kids was having that fantasy.
Yeah.
Because I do think it's odd, you guys. I don't think cigar dipping is mainstream.
As much as I like a lady, I don't really.
Could you
that.
Imagine if you went somewhere and they were like, "Everybody have a cigar, we're celebrating," and then you're like, "Okay, fine. I don't like it. It's going to make me puke, but that's fine. I'll have it." And then you start smoking it.
Yeah.
And they're like, "You know, these are all dipped
in a lady,"
and you're like, "What?
Really?
Yeah, I got them off of Craigslist.
Oh my god, I got them off of Craigslist,
dipped in a mystery lady, and you can taste the. See, you can taste it.
Have killed you, Chuck, when you smoked your cigar.
Oh my God.
And threw up.
I just don't the dipping and then the sending, right? Like when you're talking like a lady dip,
you want it fresh.
You want it fresh.
Yeah.
From the source,
fresh
right?
Lady
it's
dip,
like a spring. Like you want to find like a spring in the mountains. You're like, this is right from the source.
Yeah.
You don't want it mailed to you.
Yeah. No, you don't.
You don't want to give it time to dry.
Right.
Yeah.
The dip and chip.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing when you said, you know, they get it moist or whatever they're going to do to that, the tip, they chop it and they get it all wet or something.
Yeah.
That's got to happen like right then and there, right?
Right. And I mean, all they're doing is reactivating dehydrated lady dip.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, it's crazy. This has been on Craigslist for a month, not been flagged.
Well, there's really not a lot.
I think they're getting a lot more loosey-goosey on the Craigslist.
I'm trying to decide how old I think that person is.
Well, that lady?
I think that person is, she's still skinny, but I think she's older. Much older than you definitely realize.
Right. Well, what concerns me is what's right by the 50 there, her location.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, she's from...
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
oh no.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't think you want those dips.
No.
Nope.
Ass on the dips.
Yeah. It is such a super, like, what's the matter with you if you're ordering dipped cigars?
So much.
It's just, and you're... Are you only doing it for yourself, or are you doing it to be able to say that, yeah, that's what I have?
Right. Is it for glory?
Is it for glory?
Like some Scarface type
this
glory?
This guy says, love cigars, but you couldn't pay me to smoke a lady cigar.
No.
Someone said, do gay bars have ass-dipped cigars? I don't think so.
Mm.
I think that's just a man, like a straight
I think that
thing.
That would be a bit more dangerous.
The fecal cigar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit more dangerous.
Fecal cigars are not going to take off. Don't put your money in that.
No.
Fecal cigar. The terrible business.
It really is. It's right there in the title.
Yeah.
Fecal. So,
I had a cigar one time that was like berry. So I don't even know.
Like it was. Gigantic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't get into cigars because my just instinct is to inhale.
Yeah.
I've smoked for so long that I just want to suck it back.
Yeah.
And
they'll rip you up. Oh, my God. Well, I like the idea of having a cigar. Like, they look cool, but they just, I don't like them either.
Yeah.
The smell of them is so crazy.
I don't know if they end up being as cool as the people that are holding them think they are.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Like, kind of true.
I always feel that way. Like, even myself, when I had one, I'm like, I think I probably look like a doorknob right now. But that's, hey, whatever.
Right. They'll go into, like, rooms with leather chairs and smoke them.
Yes.
It's weird times.
Here's another one that
more leather we can find.
They love leather.
Yeah, they do. A few of the Confederate statues and memorials in Louisiana have been removed in the past few years, but more than 30 of them are still standing. And much like, for example, Lee County, Florida, they want to change their county to be named after Stan Lee.
Right.
Right.
Well, one guy does, yeah.
One guy. Yeah. A petition circulating online has a suggestion for Louisiana. Replace Confederate statues with the statue of an actual Louisiana hero. Britney Spears.
I love it.
With the snake?
Britney, bitch.
Yeah, it's Britney, bitch.
That's what they were saying, Lise. Oh, my God, yeah.
I love that. You should do it.
Put that right at the base of the statue.
Yeah, it's Britney, man. Bitch. She's got the snake and everything. Yeah. It's a great statue.
More than 20,000 people have signed the petition, which is calling on Louisiana's governor to do the right thing. The pitch lists a few of the ways the singer has helped her home state, including raising money for Hurricane Katrina and flooding victims. They say she's proven her strength of character not only by overcoming highly publicized mental breakdowns, but by continuously working towards improving herself. She's an inspiration to millions. 38-year-old Britney Spears is from Kentwood, Louisiana, and she returned to ride out part of the pandemic there.
So when everything's burned to the ground and it's all gone and the statue of Britney with a snake around her remains,
like,
the
future, they believed in this goddess.
They're like, some kind of snake slut really saved. She must have liberated these people.
Yeah.
You could do another statue with her bald and the umbrella.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like the Stooges. Almost like the Stooges of Britney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be something.
It'd be amazing. You'd love to see it.
Yeah,
yeah, I would.
I didn't know she was from Louisiana.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the? There's a famous square there with the
Jackson
church, Jackson Square.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that on the horse?
Oh gosh, I should know this.
That's the big famous statue I remembered there. Like, now I'm just imagining a giant Britney Spears there.
Yeah,
is it Stonewall Jackson or something?
Do the Google.
In Jackson Square, New Orleans. Andrew Jackson. Yeah, well, that makes sense because it's Jackson Square.
A lot of Jacksons.
Yeah, yeah, so, there's a lot of Jacksons.
Just imagine that, but it's Britney, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would be totally
the statues
different.
And all that. I mean, not to get all crazy, but it's always been interesting to me that, you know, like there was this war that we fought with each other. And then we put statues up of the people that were trying to end our whole country.
They did. Yeah. The Southern pride.
The South did.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very different.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was erected in 1856, soon to be replaced by Britney. Startling sightings of a naked jogger have been popping up. What's going on here? Let's get the story from Fox 8.
Maya Nakayama was running near her home on the Natty Green Trail in Greensboro.
And I saw a man running up through the woods. I couldn't really see him. It looked like he was naked, but I thought I was just imagining it.
As he came closer...
Yeah, shirt, shoes, no bottoms. I was honestly just shocked. I was wondering if I was, like, going crazy because no one else was there to confirm that I saw it.
But she wasn't going crazy. On the other side of the trail, Esther Lurkey says she saw the same man.
I think this is about the spot where I passed him. Completely naked, other than running shoes. I will admit, I was looking him up and down, like, sort of confirming, are you really naked? Not because I really wanted to see, but I was just trying to assess the situation.
She was alone.
Didn't have my cell phone with me, stupidly.
And concerned for her safety.
I was trying to kind of get a sense of, does he look violent? Is he looking like he's gonna interact with me in any way? I was scared.
Esther says the naked runner has made several appearances during the first few days of June.
And about 2 days ago, I found out that there was another sighting on another trail.
While no one has reported the man approaching them, she hasn't felt comfortable coming back out on this trail by herself.
And as a woman out there on my own, you can't help but think about, is this someone who's going to attack me or intend to hurt me in some way? Is this...
That trail's way too deep in the...
Woods.
Oh, woods. Yeah,
you're in the middle of the woods.
I went on a trail, like a wooded trail yesterday. If I would have seen a naked man, though, in the middle of the woods.
What's crazy is that lady went out by herself with no cell phone.
I know, but you're not going alone, though, right?
I'm not going alone. That's what I mean. I wouldn't go alone. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Still, like, these girls are out there alone. I mean,
yeah,
which a lot of girls do.
I did.
I know. I mean,
when I'm out with Jameson, there's women alone on the trails all the time.
No, I know, but I mean, I guess there's a difference between like a trail and then what these people look like. They're in the middle of a national forest. It's like,
it's real secluded. It's
and I mean, I get it. You know, 98% of the time, 99.5% of the time, there's like nothing to worry about, you know, but it just,
other point fire.
It's creepy. Like, I don't, they're in where? What's, where were they?
North Carolina.
Yeah.
What's the deal? So just a pervert, he just wants to get the attention of you or get the looks as he walks by. What's the motivation here? That's always what I want to know.
Well, I'm guessing perv, but then the off chance is it was another trail guy who just crapped himself on the trail and then just ditched his pants and was running back to his car.
Bold. Right.
Very bold. Could but be. Then you'd cover yourself. If you were a decent man, you'd make an effort to conceal yourself, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't just be running dong flopping. And then one woman said, so he had shirt and shoes on, but no pants. But the second woman said he was just shoes.
Hmm.
So he changes it up.
So he kept, or he was it the same day that they saw him, or was it two different days? I know that someone spotted him on the trail before, but I thought these two women saw him the same day.
Yeah, they did.
Which means that he was taking more clothes off as he was running.
It's a wild move to run naked like that, and you get poison ivy on your donger.
But just the pounding of stuff, you know, like you would hurt.
Yeah.
I believe.
My trail just
some pound more than others, Dave.
Oh, yes.
Groups of annoying people talking.
Yeah.
Just annoying people. Like, I'm out in the forest.
I just...
Why are you here, annoying people?
That is true.
Hi! How are you? Yes! Just here! Taking a forest walk.
I love you, dog.
There's nothing else to do.
You want to sit here and talk for 40 minutes?
Some lady was on her cell phone, big groups of people, just blah, 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 yeah. blah, blah.
You know, it's tranquil out here, really tranquil. That's why I'm here. It's so quiet. Actually, you really just get to enjoy nature.
Did you tell her about my sciatica?
I did. Oh, my God.
I mean, that's why I'm out here trying to get this thing fixed, you
of
know?
Of course, yes.
Can I pet your dog or...
Sure.
Yeah, you just want to do your thing, right?
Yeah,
you
want to
be alone and chill.
Listen,
but some people can't. Some people, I guess, have been cooped up for so long, they're looking for anyone to
they're
talk
super
to.
Super excited about
They're people. So excited just yeah. to talk angry. To anyone.
So angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was not peaceful and calm.
Right.
It should have been.
No.
Yeah. Hustling and bustling.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have loud conversations on your cell phone when you're out on nature walks.
Mm-mm.
And don't put your clothes on.
Yeah, and definitely put your clothes on.
Make sure you're clothed.
Make sure you got pants.
What did I forget? I know I forgot
something. You got your cell phone on your little like armband.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You're
I
like
got
I know.
Music. I got my headphones.
Oh, my penis is out.
Jeez,
my penis has been out for four hours.
That's it.
4 hour high.
That's what I forgot.
Did they say they didn't? It wasn't reported to police.
Is that what they had said?
I don't know.
No one has reported the man approaching them.
Yeah.
That's
just running around naked.
Yeah, he just runs naked. Six people have seen him running with no pants on.
Can't you get a ranger in there to look it around?
Who knows how big this trail is?
Yeah, I don't know this trail.
You know?
I just
like the trail looked incredible. Like I understand why people want to go on it if you're into nature or whatever, but also it's like it's a perfect trail for me to be with you.
It's those same trails that had reports of a naked runner back in April of last year.
It's gotta be the same guy.
It's gotta be the same guy, right? Yeah. So this is the other story.
It's hard to catch him out there.
I have it off.
You don't want to see that.
Near the Nat Green Trail.
You hate to see it.
There are runners, walkers, and a dirt pathway close to Horsepin Creek. But what one person says they came across while out on a run was shocking.
A lady runner this morning saw somebody in actually this area walking around, a real streaker. And she alerted everybody.
Fleet's Feet Greensboro, the running group the woman is a part of, posted this Facebook message warning other runners about a naked man on the trail around the Nat Green and Palmetto Trail entrances by the bridge around 8:30 Tuesday morning.
I enjoy running. It's beautiful. It's spring weather. I don't want to be scared.
Runner Lisa Wolf is also a part of the running group and heard about what happened. She couldn't believe someone was running through this area without their clothes on.
I don't run trails. I run on the road, but I feel safe. Greensboro is pretty safe.
Laura is a runner too, and she says it's incidents like this that remind runners to always stay aware and don't let your guard down.
Even now, I am always on high alert, and I've taken several self-defense courses, especially for runners.
With the frigid temperatures early Tuesday morning, the witness says the man only had...
Oh, that's where they just everything,
everything stops on their site.
Like a limit of certain times.
Yeah, that's it.
You're done. So that's got to be the same dude, right?
Yeah.
Exact same area.
That'd be my guess, yeah.
So he's been doing this for well over a year.
Yeah. Now he's like away from the road a bit, which is probably smarter. It looked like he was right near a road.
Or she was.
When she was running.
Where he saw her or where she saw him.
No, that wasn't her. That was just another runner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were just interviewing her because she's part of that
group.
Okay.
I thought they saw him near that bridge.
But they gotta have someone on the lookout.
Yeah.
This guy's been doing this for a year. That could be it. He just wants people to see him nude, and that's all he needs.
Mm-hmm. Set up like those.
Could be more.
Those deer cameras or whatever, you know? Like they're pretty good. Like maybe you'll get lucky and get a shot of his face, you know?
But to all the runners listening, hey, put pants on.
Yeah.
If you could.
Yeah. You're running around
Leave
like
your
that.
Hands
you get decent.
Yeah.
Get decent.
Exactly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We talked about this when this guy was kind of first pitching it. The doctor who says he can make people half a foot taller through stretching. Well, now he's got some results. Dr. Kevin Debeparshad is a surgeon and orthopedic specialist out of Las Vegas. He says he's got a way to make people up to 6 inches taller. For $75,000, he will cut your leg bones.
Oh. Okay, so not stretching, actually just growing you.
Cut your leg bones, insert a device that slowly stretches them out through the magic of a remote control.
Imagine how much that hurts when he hits that button.
Oh, my God.
It's like pure torture. So he has now one guy who has actually seen results. Irving Rodriguez says the procedure was worth any penny, every penny, because of a huge boost in confidence. He's went from 5'4" to 5'6.5".
You know what, though? Wouldn't your calves and stuff look incredibly
broken and
no,
weird?
But like odd. Like you'd have to have pants on to look normal, right? Mm-hmm. Like my legs are designed, they're short legs. So I'd have these tiny little, from hip to knee, I'd have this tiny little thing, and then these giant stilts from my knee to my foot. Like, that's so odd.
That is a crazy look.
That's so odd.
It is different, I guess.
Listen to how this guy describes it. Initially, it was one of the most painful experiences in my life. But the pain became manageable with proper medication. So now you're on opaloids to get your stretched out calves.
Jesus. We're so vain.
This isn't the first time this has been done, right?
Well, this one is a device that slowly, usually they break your legs and then they put it metal, like a metal rod, and they're like, there you go, you're taller, you can't walk for 2 years.
So there's how he was when he started, right? And that's
That was the second one.
That's him now.
So that's his third one. So right. The first one, he was like 5'4". You can see that little thing. He's like maybe 5'5". By the end of it, he's almost 6 feet, and I can guarantee he's got some weird-looking legs.
Yeah, let's take those pants off and see what they look like.
And whip those pants off, mister.
He's wearing some tight pants, too. Those legs don't look right. Something weird about
him. There's pre-op to post-op, all the stages of his surgery. God, that's a lot for a couple of inches.
So painful. Yeah.
You've got to have... Yeah, but I'm massive.
But
issues.
It's way different. Like 6 inches is a big deal. Like if you're a kid.
Yeah, but why does it say here? It looks much. They said he went from 5'4" to 5'6.5". That's just 2.5 inches.
Right.
But
I know.
Yet,
but
the
then,
last picture, he looks like he's closer to 6 feet. Unless he's got platforms on or something. Platform shoes. No,
doesn't look like it. I don't know, but it seems like a lot.
Now here's the thing, though. Is it your full leg that they're extending? Because if they extend the top and they extend the bottom, it is the top too. They extend it all.
Yeah, they do extend it all.
They extend it all. And by the way, that looks terrifying. Did you?
Oh my God!
Did you see the X-rays?
X-ray pictures?
Yeah,
oh my God!
It's like two.
Look, okay, look, you guys, look.
They saw the bone and put a big rod
God.
In between
Why
it.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Jesus,
it's crazy. I want to be taller.
You're 5'4". Forget it.
5'4" is... I mean, I get why some dudes want to do that, I guess, but...
Imagine I just came in all of a sudden and I was like 6'3".
That'd be crazy. Dude, Chuck, what the hell happened?
I grew my legs.
What's up there, legs?
That's I grew your legs. I know. My legs are so skinny. The rest of me isn't. Yeah.
If you want to see the before and after pictures of this guy and the article, it's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. But this doctor says in Las Vegas he can add 6 inches to people's height with this stretching procedure that looks like pure torture.
Yeah. To me, the difference in 6 inches of height, that's a big deal. Like 6 inches is a big... You're 5 feet.
Right.
Now you're 5'6".
Right.
That's a big deal. You're 5'2". Now you're 5'8". That's a big...
That's a life changer. Yeah.
You know?
It also will cost you $75,000.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, look what they do.
Right.
I mean, they chop you up and...
You've got to be so rich, you've got to be able to take a year and a two off.
It's true. Yeah, like, how long are you off? How long before you can move?
Took about 6 months to heal.
And then every once in a while, he zaps that thing, and you're like, God damn it, no! No!
The other thing is, can, or
stretch the legs now!
Or can you just, like, decide how tall you want to be that day?
Like, I'm going to go full. No. You can't go back once you stretch.
That'd be funny.
It's a slow procedure.
Yeah, they just, like, it's real wild, man. It seems so painful.
Yeah, procedure was painful, but the results were rapid. Took about 6 months to heal. He can sometimes still feel the rigidness as he continues the lengthening process. One of the most painful experiences of his life, but the pain became manageable with therapy and medication. The results were evident very quickly. He started using the external remote himself to increase his height about 1 millimeter a day. Oh, so he's in. Can you imagine? You have to press your own button. You're like, oh,
no.
Dude.
Oh, no. Take it out because it's a millimeter. It's just a millimeter, and I'm sure it hurts.
Yeah, you're like, oh!
Because it stretches your whole leg.
Why? And then you're just a millimeter taller.
Yeah. Millimeter. Can you, okay, would you want to do that extreme torture like first thing in the morning and get it over with, or would you do it at the end of the day? Like
I'd almost do it if you had as the leg my alarm clock.
I think you should do it at the end of the day so you can fall asleep from the trauma.
Oh, man.
Well, it's bedtime to ignore my screams.
You'd have to take something. You'd have to take something before you.
You'd take Opaloids.
You take Opaloids exactly. And then you hit the button.
Yeah.
But you got to find it. If you got a $75,000 laying around for an elective surgery, then
you
you're
got
doing
some great Opaloids.
You got some serious Opaloids.
I'm the guy that likes to get stuff out of the way.
I wouldn't want to think about it.
All day long, I'd be like, oh, God, I got to go home and stretch my legs again.
Yeah.
I'm just getting it over with.
Could you imagine you sign up for something? Like, you sign up for it. Uh-huh. You're like, I'm doing it. I can't believe I'm going to do this. You sign up for it. It's done. Your legs have been cut open and stretched. And then you hit that button for the first time, and it's the worst pain you've ever felt. Yeah. You're like, how am I going to do this?
For 6 months.
6 months straight every day.
Every day. You got to hit the world's worst button.
Oh, my God. I don't know how. Or imagine it's just set to auto.
Oh,
God. And you're like, oh, my God, it's about to happen. Here we go.
God.
Because when you see the x-rays, it's like his bone is trying to grow down. The last x-ray, you can see the bone is like growing up and growing down to try and touch each other. Eventually, I'm sure it's going to wrap around this rod and he's just going to have normal sort of legs.
Ooh. But is the bone going to continue to fortify or it's going to be skinnier?
I have no idea.
And it's good. I don't know. You fall down some stairs, your legs are just shattered.
I don't know. I also wonder if, like, can you not do anything athletic after this? Is it just vanity?
Can you not run?
Is it just vanity?
Could you jog? Wouldn't you, things just snap?
Seems like it'd be hard.
We have a guy here who's had his legs stretched. He's with us on the Dave and Chuck the Freak Lines. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. What's going on? So back in 1994, I was the second person in Michigan to ever get this leg stretched.
Oh, my God.
I was 12 years old. I had a birth defect. My doctor went to Cambodia to learn how to do this surgery. It's not like this guy's extensive barb or anything, but I had three pins put in my knee, three pins put in my hip. I had to do a quarter turn every day for 6 months and actually stretched me six inches.
A quarter turn. So you had like something on you, like an old school doll?
Like a wrench.
Yeah, I had three pins on my knee, three pins on my hip, and it was like a separator. And it separated my thigh.
Okay.
6 inches. And then when I hit my growth spurt, my right leg caught up to my left leg.
Oh, okay. So, like, you had one leg that was shorter than the other one, but this one, like, balanced it out. When you cranked that thing, did it hurt or no?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah. I was in pain every day. But I would have walked with a 6-inch limp if I didn't do it. When
Well, yeah, of course.
You can't have that. So you're all good now.
Yeah, I'm all good now. It's actually changed since I got my surgery, but yeah, it's been crazy.
All right, dude. Thanks for sharing. You have a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I get it if there's a medical reason, but if you're just doing it for
vanity.
This guy's doing it for vanity, and that's what this doctor is hoping he gets, guys who just want some height. This guy who texted us said, I'm 5'4". There's no damn way I'd do this. But as a short man, he says, the harassment for height doesn't go away. It's very degrading and confidence crushing. I get it, but I still wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things, like if you want to play any kind of team sports, you want to do stuff, like, and you're short, people like forget you, you know, and you might be really good, but you're just short. So there's an element of like being taken seriously or not with regards to your height.
Yeah.
You know, think about the NFL when a quarterback is like, oh, he's only 5'10", he's going to suck.
Right.
You know?
This is the opposite of good for sports, though, probably, right?
Well, and this is what I'm saying. Like, I don't think you could get something like this done and then go be a running back.
Yeah, it's nuts.
I think you'd be in big trouble. Just someone to snap your metal legs.
Oh, my God. Yeah, just be 5'4 and wait for the next dimension, because I'm sure it'll be better.
Maybe.
The pain of it all, though. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I couldn't get through the pain of it all. Knowing every day for 6 months you had to, like, severely hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It is wild, too, to show up back at work and just be like, hello.
Tall guy.
I've been growing again, as you've
noticed.
And
I'm going to be honest. When I get
horrible medical torture.
When I get all my upgrades done, I mean, it's going to be wild.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm going to have hair that's down to my waist. I'm going to have giant legs.
He's perfect.
I'm going to have all my fat sucked out of me. I mean, I'm doing it all. So then I'm going to be stuck to those machines that automatically grow my muscles.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to look great when I pay for it all.
That's awesome.
Someone said, Dave, you could be 7 feet tall. Yeah, no, I don't. I'm
you
good.
You don't need it.
I'm good. Thank you. This guy said, I'm 5'1", and F that.
Okay, but think about this, right? So you're 6'5", right? You're kind of athletic, and you could be 7 feet tall. You're in the NBA, man. Like, 7 feet is a lot different than 6 feet. I mean, you get so many more chances. You could easily get a free education out of it.
Mm.
You know, some college will pay
based on your height.
You know, that's 7 feet tall. It's too tall.
Oh, my God. I'm 6'5", and it's too tall.
I know it's too tall.
I don't want my kids to be 6'5".
But I'm talking about your dollar-earning potential based on height. If you're this, say you're an incredible basketball player, but you're only 6'2". 6'6",
but 6'8". The question is, would that affect your playing ability?
I don't know.
I'm stretching your legs out, then change your entire.
Yeah, because I don't know if you're like a baby giraffe, like trying to walk.
I would
think
so.
It's got to be like that.
Yeah, I think it would hurt your athletic ability.
It's going to weaken your legs.
I would assume so. I don't know what the time, like the bounce back time or anything like that would be. But I mean, when they figure out how to make people taller, everyone is going to get taller.
Well, they're just going to do it through DNA redesign.
Right, yeah, we all know that.
This guy says, I'm 5'3". People absolutely don't take short people seriously. It leaves only boxing, wrestling, and MMA for us short guys to be good at.
Yeah.
It's the same height as Wolverine, just so you know.
Yeah, I know, but he was cool.
I just want to help them.
We're not cool. Yeah.
That's nice. You give them a little pep talk.
Yeah. I help the 5'3 people.
Dude, if I had metal claws that came out of my hand, you wouldn't hear me bitch ever.
Like, that is a wild thing you got going on there.
You know? I honestly didn't realize awesome. Wolverine was only 5'3".
In the comics,
not the Hugh Jackman Wolverine character.
Right.
See, that wouldn't even translate.
Well, I have read that when they were discussing how they're like, we can't have Wolverine be 5'3", run around.
Yeah.
Just trying to beat Magneto. He comes up to his hip.
But that's why they wanted Danny DeVito at first, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Did they really?
I thought that was just a joke.
I don't know.
It had to be a joke.
People did.
Danny DeVito, is he 5 foot or 4'9"?
We looked it up that one time. I think it's under five.
Terrifying inches. Let's look up his height.
He's
Danny
little.
DeVito height.
Yeah, 4'10".
4'10".
Wow.
My God.
My God.
You're too short to play Wolverine.
Yeah, that's a crazy thing.
Yeah.
It is indeed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
U.S. Olympic boxer, Virginia Fuchs.
Okay.
Is going to face no punishment for failing a doping test after they determined that the substances that were in her body came from her boyfriend's
jizz. Oh. That's more. Okay.
Wow. Her boyfriend's semen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Same. Oh.
Yes. They announced the ruling clearing 32-year-old Fuchs, who intends to qualify for, that may or may not be how you pronounce her name.
Yeah, I don't know.
It looks more like it's pronounced, you know?
Yeah.
She intends to qualify for the Tokyo Olympics next year as a flyweight. She was the recent captain of the U.S. Olympic team, but returned to Colorado for training camp since the start of coronavirus. She learned that she had tested positive, though, for two banned substances during a competition test in February. But then they learned her partner had been taking those two banned substances, and the levels of her violations were consistent with exposure through sexual transmission.
Wow.
She didn't want to comment about the test beyond issuing a statement saying, "I had no idea I'd become contaminated by way of intimate contact with another person. I want to thank USA Boxing for believing in me and supporting me through these past few difficult months."
USA Boxing is probably like, we can't lose this person.
Right.
Boxing's in a bad way, you know?
There she is there.
Never heard of her.
Yeah, I've neither.
Miss Fuchs?
No. So it's just the downstairs, like it that'll do it. Like it's not you don't have to.
Well, it doesn't say. It doesn't say if it went in top or bottom.
Because you'd think
they
the
need
bottom
to figure
just
that out.
Rinses out.
I'm not sure. She may have.
What a crazy question the Olympic Committee to ask.
I know.
Which end did that go in?
Exactly.
Did you swallow?
Yeah. That's, that's what I'm wondering. What
I'm sure it could get into her system.
I think.
I don't know.
Enough to show up on tests.
Yeah.
He was pumped full.
So who knows what the guy was doing.
What is he doing?
Yeah. He's a roid
now. She either goes by Virginia or Ginny. Ginny Fuchs.
Yeah, Ginny?
You know what Ginny does.
Yeah. She Fuchs.
Yes, she does.
She got in trouble fooking.
Yeah.
Careful.
Man, that is is a crazy last name.
It is. Wow.
Boyfriend.
Where's her boyfriend? Is he like a muscle bound?
I don't know.
He's got to be if he's juicing up like that.
Right?
He's got a poison seed.
Yeah, but the other thing is, too, you have no idea. It could be anything. Like, so many different drugs are banned.
Judging from her picture, I believe she takes it. She does.
So she's claiming it. Is it proven? Like, I don't know. Like,
well, I think that the whole...
She failed a drug test, right?
But
right.
I think that they were on her side and said, yeah, that's fine. You can still fight, right?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I totally believe that. But
you know what, though? I think she'd be in way better shape if she was on stuff.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't look like some kind of physical specimen.
Right.
It looks like this girl can actually just box because she's not ripped and giant muscles. She just looks like a normal girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's Ginny Fuchs.
It is weird, right? Isn't there some medical procedures where they have to tell you to be careful what you do with your seed because they've been, like, radiated? Or
she looks way better in clothes. It's really weird.
She does. So, rare. Like, that's not what you want to see. You look great in clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
When I was first notified back in March when I had these prohibited substance in me, I was
determined to have been ingested by her.
Ingested.
So that ingested means oral, right?
Right. Yes. Yes.
I had complete shock and had no idea where they had come from. So and no, I had never ingested.
Wow. No, we know.
What a crazy thing that the whole world knows.
She had to come out and say that.
She had to announce to the world
to save her
she
boxing
is
career.
A swallower.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's an Olympic boxer. I dare
she
you to
is.
Say something.
But then they're like, how much did you have to?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how much?
She's Jenny Fuchs.
Jenny we're Fuchs like, swallows. Wow.
My God, Jenny, give it a rest. For God's sakes, maybe take a Wednesday off.
It's terrible.
From your guzzling.
Terrible. You don't want any of your sexual stuff to get out there.
No way.
Oh, my God. The whole world knows you swallow. How crazy is that?
I mean, you have to, like, really contemplate, what do I want to do? Do I want Olympics or people to know?
Right, or be known this? As a female swallower.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
And have to do an interview about it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's the thing. You got to do a Zoom interview.
SADA saw my case very unique and gave me a no fault and have cleared me and allowed me to continue my career immediately. And I, you know, I had no idea that you could get contaminated through intimate contact, and I'm just, you know, I've learned a lesson about this now, and I want, you know, other athletes to learn from my
mistake. She used to be, like, part of, like, the new campaign, Don't Swallow campaign.
Corona's ruining everything!
Oh, I'm sorry.
They're going to take that away from us, too?
Yeah, they are. That's gone.
She's the poster.
That's gone now. Right. There'll be none of that.
It's the other, you know, they just point it and aim it.
Yeah.
That's sucks.
Terrible.
That sucks.
Terrible. They never get it right. Ah, damn you, Jenny Fuchs.
God damn it. She
you have to, like, tell any girl, like, I'm not on any banned substances.
Right.
Just so you know.
I have a clean seed.
I am STS, safe to swallow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What are your thoughts about USA Boxing and the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, the two entities reaching this
conclusion? Nah, I don't care.
Yeah,
I
no one cares.
I tried to listen to her, but all I can picture now is her doing those things.
Yeah,
I know. It's really unfortunate for her.
Every time she had
crazy.
To break.
Crazy. That's just crazy that that's out there.
They got it. That sucks so hard. Well, that was like Michael Douglas and all those dudes.
Yeah,
that
had to be
that's
like,
the same.
I go downtown.
Yeah,
and,
that's the same
now
thing.
I have a medical.
And that's her name.
That was
her
worth
name?
It. That was,
that's her name.
Well, it's probably not.
First of all, her name is Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which is very close to vagina.
She's Vagina Fuchs, and she swallows.
It's like somebody from
very embarrassing.
Austin Powers with that name.
I know.
Lady Vagina.
This is all unbelievable how this is unfolding.
Man, that does suck to do a press conference about what you get up to.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, the ingested part.
Because
I was thinking it was just
giveaway.
Regular right. old sex did it.
Well, if they could have just left the mystery there.
They could have.
Well, that's the thing. And I even think that you were fighting for the mystery.
I was.
You know, where I was like, I don't think it's the mystery down there. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But you were like, hey, it could happen. Let's let it maybe happen. Yeah. And I was like, you're right. Let's just let it be vague. But it's not
it's
anymore.
Not vague,
2020 man. Sucks.
2020, you guys.
Ah, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what would be crazy?
For a guy boxer.
Whoa!
Woo!
You're right. Conor McGregor.
How did you fail?
Well, I swallowed.
Yeah.
Goodness. Yeah, that'd be a big reveal. But now it's just old Jenny Fuchs.
Oh. She had a lot more to say about it, too.
She did. I don't
She's
even know.
She's the spokesperson.
There was like,
yeah.
there was like a minute left on that video.
I know. God knows.
God knows what else she got into. What could you say?
I don't even know. I couldn't do a press conference with her because I'd be like, man, swallow.
Yeah. It's the craziest thing you'd have to reveal to the public.
That's wild.
To the world.
To the world.
To the world.
To the whole world knows that
and
you
then
swallow.
You're going to be in the Olympics, and they're going to be like, known swallower. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're going to go over the scandal.
Exactly. Every time she boxes, now you may recall Ginny Fuchs swallowed
they
and
will.
Was banned for
and,
a while.
And think about the Olympics, those hard-hitting, like, real detailed stories. It's like everything. That's the part of the Olympics I hate, mm-hmm. where they, like, tell you someone's whole life story, and they're going to go, this is going
to
be
until
a giant
they get to
thing.
Virginia Fuchs.
They'll have to talk about her doing
she
that,
she almost
right?
didn't make it here.
Right. Yeah, that's her granddaughter.
Oh, yeah. How did you feel about your granddaughter when you learned she was a known swallower?
I didn't prefer it. I thought that she was just going to be boxing, you know? And now I know.
She was boxing something. She was being speed bagged on the chin.
She's very busy.
Virginia Fuchs.
You think it's boxing. Yeah. It wasn't.
No. Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, Ginny Fuchs.
Done no good.
Yeah. Done no good.
Done no good.
Man.
I mean, God bless them.
Yeah. She's,
for doing it.
She's doing a great thing. Just sucks. I don't feel as though she should have been embarrassed in that way.
Yeah.
Well, she wants also other people to realize that if you swallow...
She's the spokesperson.
She's the spokesperson
for, it,
just
like
for
Lisa
swallowing.
Said.
Yeah, she really is.
It's really.
I'm just trying to see if there's there's pictures of her guy. If
I
he's
think
like,
that's him.
No, that was the owner of a restaurant.
Oh,
she was just thanking him for his food. And I wonder if he's like a big.
He's like,
is he a boxer
all,
too?
He's like, get me off all your sites.
Must he has have. To be a boxer, you'd think.
Right, if
some
he had
sort
a bunch
of
a bunch of that stuff in his system.
It's got it. Can you just type that girl's name and then boyfriend?
I did, but it went to the articles because everyone.
Yeah, why is he a mystery? He's not out there at all.
She doesn't. Well, it's probably just people she knows.
He's got poison stuff. He doesn't want to be out there.
Spending time with my family.
That's his family.
At this place, this restaurant, though. That's
you sure he doesn't
place.
Own the restaurant? There's a lot of pictures with that guy.
Yeah, but he's
oh,
not.
Don't be that.
No, my goodness.
I hope it's not that guy.
I thought that was the ring announcing.
No,
guy.
I think that's something to do with her. Like, maybe he's a coach or something.
We're never going to. She is always with that dude.
But thank you for helping me refuel after a hard workout.
Oh, she must maybe.
She must be
sponsored.
A spokesperson or something for them. Oh wow! Don't show that stuff
Jeez.
In your hand.
That's
white cream in your hand. You shouldn't have that
not
up there,
not a girl. Not a girl.
My goodness.
You go ahead.
Little did we know.
Some cream on it.
Yeah, cream it up. If you like it, then you put a cream on it.
She doesn't have anything personal on here. It's mostly.
Yeah, it's all her career
boxing.
Stuff.
Right.
No, not a single pic of her guy. We're going way back.
She doesn't
like,
have Instagram.
Oh, this goes back to 2016.
What's his name? Like,
doesn't
it's not,
it
is that
doesn't
a name?
Even doesn't name
it's
him.
So embarrassing that he's not even listed.
Nope.
He's not even listed.
Well.
Does she really have
a
boyfriend?
If she wins, then you can say champions swallow.
Champion swallower, Ginny Fuchs.
The breakfast of champions.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.